the president of the Flint, Michigan National Action Network, is Michael Shumpert. Now, his name is S-H-U-M-P-E-R-T. I pray that I'm pronouncing his name correctly. And he has an email that you can contact him to get more information. There's no telephone number. That number, or email rather, is www.owe98.9@s-b-c-charles-global.net. I'll give it again. owe98.9@sbcglobal.net. Now, for Reverend Charles Williams, who has been a serious leader in making sure the Flint residents, in fact, two years ago, it was Reverend Charles Williams who contacted Reverend Al Sharpton on the radio show 2 years ago. He, along with Minister Warrior, about the Flint water problem. They have been sounding the alarm for 2 years, indeed. So to contact him, he was here last week. Reverend Charles Williams was here last week in Washington, D.C., at the hearings where Governor Snyder was grilled. And you can contact him at 313-312-5287. That's 313-312-5287. Now, he's the president of the Greater Detroit National Action Network, and he is really the poster child. He's a frontline soldier in this movement, leading those buses from Flint, Michigan to Washington, D.C., and keeping the issues alive. So we want to thank all of those that are involved around the country, all of those that are involved around the world that is helping and that want to help. We pray that those numbers and that information helps you out greatly. We want to take this opportunity to say thank you again to you, Lulu, because, again, you have really made the issue clearer for personally myself that this is still a serious state of emergency. At this time, ma'am, you have the closing remarks to our interview. And before you do, again, thank you so much for coming forward. And we want to definitely plug in Miss Flint before we leave. But you have the final words. Go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, everybody, for all the support thus far. Please don't forget about Flint. Keep pressure going on your legislators and on congresspeople to send federal aid here. We need all we can get. The people here are hurting. Many people are struggling. Water is a human right, and right now the only way we can get water is from bottles. We live in America. That should not be. We should be able to go to our tap and get a cold drink of water. We should be able to take a bath, to live without having to worry, is our water going to make us sick today?
I agree. And on Facebook, people can get more information about Miss Flint, your 8-year-old baby girl, and how she is participating. She also came to Washington, D.C. What's her name?
My daughter's name is Mari. She is 8 years old. She is locally known as Little Miss Flint. She is one of our smallest water warriors and child activists here. Just recently, she made a video kind of explaining some facts about the Flint water crisis and what's going on. If you want to see that video, you can go to YouTube, and it's under hashtag Justice for Flint. So go ahead, look that up. Listen to the water crisis and the facts given to you by a child. Sometimes it's hard to listen to it from adults. Maybe it's easier to listen to a child. So I encourage everybody to watch the video, to share the video, and to get it out there.
Indeed. I watched the video, and I was so touched by it. Could you give out that video info again, please?
It's on YouTube. The title is Flint Water Crisis Facts, and then it has a hashtag Justice for Flint in it. The video is everywhere on Facebook as well. It has close to 50,000 shares in a little under 48 hours so far. So it's being shared and talked about a lot.
That's great, because this is what needs to be. The emphasis has to be made that this is an emergency. This is 911. This is an emergency in the U.S. city, Flint, Michigan. Our guest today has come to share, and you have certainly done a wonderful job in helping us to better understand and to want to hopefully encourage, again, institutions, schools, individuals to give as we would want others to give to us if it was happening to our city. Will you come back again and keep us updated on the important facts about Flint, Michigan, please?
Of course.
All right. We've been listening to Sister Lulu as we get ready to depart another edition of Black History is 24/7 permanently. We want to say thank you to our guest, Sister Lulu, indeed, and thank you also to our listeners. Thank you to our sponsors. And thank you indeed to our engineer who constantly just makes it happen. Everyone, we want to wish you a happy day and do what you do and keep Flint, Michigan in our prayers, keep Flint, Michigan in our hearts, and let's get on buses, trains, and whatever we have to do and drive to be a part of the solution to a devastating situation like Flint, Michigan, because we didn't talk about it, but there's a surplus of billions of dollars from Governor Snyder in the state of Michigan that he's sitting on, and when you come back, let's talk about that. So, have a great day, everyone, and remember, big people talk about ideas. Average people talk about things. Little people talk about other people. Let's have a peaceful and productive day, and thank you. Peace to everyone.